got my park ever. I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we make it. Starts with the fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. Oh, I need to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
To know the lyrics to.
Yeah, I was gonna say easy sing along with that, that's for sure.
But like, it's so funny, when I first heard that song, it was on a suggested for me on Spotify, and I was grooving away, and I'm like, he's singing am I singing the same thing over and over again? But by the end, I didn't give a flying F, because I'm like, that groove is so good.
It's a really good groove.
So is this show. This is a good groovy show. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yeah, we're back in the studio.
We're back.
Yep.
It's been a weird couple weeks.
Yes.
But we're back.
We are.
Hunter is not here. He should be here, but he's not here. He's not feeling well.
Yeah.
He's okay. It's not COVID. I think it's I don't want to go to school it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
No, I think he wasn't feeling. He's not the type to like really pretend he's sick and milk it.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know.
But it could be that I don't want to go to scoliosis. You know, it's going around.
I think so.
Yeah.
This time of year's hard, though. Yeah. Like, the snow's hit.
Yeah.
It's cold. Kids can see, like, the Christmas holidays are, like, a month out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they're just done.
Yeah. Screw it, we're done.
Screw it, we're done. It's almost there. So, he's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay. He's home recovering. But because, you know, it's pandemic, we've been taught you shouldn't go out when you're sick.
That's right.
So, that's why he's not here.
Yeah.
But Captain Dan's here.
Well, hi, I'm here.
I was sick.
You were sick all week. You were just
oh my God. You know what it is. And you even said it happened last time.
Yep.
Anytime there's a huge stressful event in my life, I for some strange twist of godly faith, I stay healthy until the absolute last minute of that event. And then once it's done, I get sick.
Yeah.
So when we moved into the apartment, I think the day after we settled in, I got sick.
Yeah.
And I was out for like 4 or 5 days. We moved into our house on the 8th of November. Yeah. We got possession on the 4th, but we were in on the 8th.
Yeah.
And by the 9th, I was out.
Yeah.
So, true to form. I know myself, but not as bad this time, I don't think.
No.
I remember being a lot sicker last time. Like, really sick.
Yeah, I think last time, you don't think you even went to work. You were just...
No, I was done. Yeah. I was just toast. I think it's because my body's just in, like, go, 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 go mode, and I finally stop. And it's like, germs like, sweet, invade.
See, I've been finding that about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you get the nappies.
Yes.
Where I want to go for a nap because I'm so used to just...
Doing the nap.
Doing the nap last week. You know.
Yeah, because we were off last week, getting settled, moved in. We are now... Homeowners,
yes.
Let's have some therapy. How are you feeling about the move?
It's great.
It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you've taken to it like a duck to water, man.
Frick yeah.
You were. I've said to somebody, I'm like, Daniel is like, Daniel, you're always happy.
Yeah.
As soon as we got into that house, I'm like, you are happy. Like, you needed that. It seemed. I was telling Terry, I haven't lived in a house since my 20s. Like, I lived with my parents when I was in university, and then I went out on my own, and I've lived in apartments since I was, like, 22. And, I mean, I'm 30-something now, so...
Yeah.
Lies. But it's been a long time, so... And I was quite contented. You know, I never had a house in my future. I was like, whatever. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm quite contented to live in apartments my whole life, so this is a little weird. I'm like, the house makes noise. It's different.
Which is funny because I lived in a house. Well, I haven't noticed any noises with the house. No creaks, no... You
know. Oh, I'm like, every creak, my head's like... And even the weirdest thing, and I was going to mention it to you today, like, I grew up in a bungalow, too.
Yeah.
So it was one floor. So when somebody's walking upstairs and I hear it, I'm like, Hunter? Dan? Ghost? Like, just because I've never experienced that before.
Yeah.
Like, I lived with my sister for... 6 to 8 months, but it was such a short period, and it was in a 2-story home. I don't remember. Yeah, so it's these little things, and I'm like, what the frick is that?
What's that noise?
Oh, it's just Daniel walking to the bedroom upstairs.
Yeah,
so it's, but I'm loving it. Yeah. I'm loving it more than I thought I would, so. Do not love the long-ass 1950s driveway we have to deal with. Yeah, I think, like, we were like, we just want it not to snow until we move in. And thank whatever spirit, it didn't snow.
It didn't snow until like the 10th or whatever it was, the 11th or whatever.
And now we've got snow everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. We're here. It's warm. We got groovy tunes.
Yes.
What we're listening to is kind of the music we were unpacking to. Do you remember when we were unpacking all those records? That was the first thing we unpacked and people are laughing at us. But we needed to clear the space.
When you have 25, 26 boxes of records, you need to clear them out.
You need to clear that space, man. So that was the first thing we tackled, you and I. It took us like three or four hours to get everything organized. But we were listening to Spotify and I've been adding. So a lot of what we're hearing today is stuff that came on that Spotify. Remember, we were like, oh, this is a good track. This is groovy. That's good. Anyway, started it off with the Beach Boys. So this is before we moved. I started this playlist. A track called, excuse me, I Was Made to Love Her, which you did a little bit of research on because I don't think you heard it before.
No, that's a Stevie Wonder cover.
Yeah. And I remember it came up on a list for me and I was listening. I'm like, that's not Stevie Wonder.
This album came out in 67.
Yeah. It's called Wild Honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes it the Beach Boys' 13th studio album. So in 5 years, they put out 13 albums?
It's so ridiculous.
That's insane.
It's so ridiculous. Like,
but then again, back then, group bands were putting out like 2 albums a year, pretty much. Three albums a year sometimes.
Beatles were consistently 2 albums a year. Until about Sgt. Pepper. That's when they... And Sgt. Pepper in the Pet Sounds eras, right? When people were actually like, we're going to take our time. We're not going to try and, you know, manufacture this. But yeah, I'm curious. I got to... listen to the rest of this album because that cover is
Pretty groovy.
It's pretty great. After that, little song called Duffer in F version 2 by a guy called Galt McDermott. Do you know who that is?
No.
He is the guy who wrote the music for the musical Hair.
Oh.
Yeah. It came up on a list again, and I'm like, oh, that guy. Why does that name sound familiar? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's the hair guy. Yeah, he's Canadian, and he was the one who actually wrote, I believe, not the lyrics. I'm going to have to double check, but at least the music for Hair. Huh. Oh. And then Kings Go Forth with that groovy number.
High on Your Love.
In case you didn't get it, it's called High on Your Love. One more time for the people in the back.
High on Your Love.
High on Your Love. All right. We're going to continue on in the music. In the music? With the
I don't
music.
Know.
Oh, God. With, well, we're in the music, man.
How about some T-Rex?
Oh, I love T-Rex. This is
Mark Bolan and those tight pants.
They're great. Life is Strange.
Strange. Life is strange. Life is strange. Oh, life is strange. Oh, God, life is strange. People come and people go. Some move fast and some move slow. Is good. Some are fat and some are thin. Some don't even ask you how you been. No, 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 no. Strange, life is strange. Life is strange. Oh, oh God, life is good. Some are fat and some are thin. Some won't even ask you how you been. No, 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 no. Oh God, life is strange. Some are fast and some are slow. Some believe but don't even know. No, 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 no. Strange, life is strange. Some more cat looking over. Sure.
my shoulder. What do you think I see? Some old cat looking over sugar at me. And he's strange. He's very, very strange. You've got to pick up every stitch. You've got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
Won't you let me see? I said, won't you let me see? I said, won't you let me see? Disney on Ice invites you to join the daring adventures of your favorite Disney friends. Explore the worlds of Frozen, The Little Mermaid, and Beauty and the Beast. Be inspired by Moana's courage and Rapunzel's determination to make her dreams come true. Discover the hero in you at Disney on Ice presents Find Your Hero. Coming to Canada Life Center, November 24th through 27th. Tickets on sale now. Visit DisneyOnIce.com for details.
Okay, so I got super excited because the commercial here, when I cue them up, it says, like, what it is. So it's a True North Icecapades 2022.
Icecapades.
Okay.
I remember Icecapades.
I was so obsessed with Icecapades as a kid. My parents would take me every year.
Yeah.
Because I used to figure skate, like, insane. Like, I think my parents said they put me on skates for the first time when I was like 4, and I never stopped. And I used to, like, when I was 12 to like 18, I think, maybe a little younger, I did like private lessons. I was competitive. I was like at the rink 3-4 times a week, 2-3 hours at a time. Like, I was in it. So I was like, Icecapades? And that was freaking Disney on Ice crap.
Yeah,
which, like, I mean, if you like it.
Yeah, and there's also Stars on Ice, too, which comes once in a while.
Oh, Stars on Ice. But Icecapades.
I remember Icecapades.
They had, like, the cool sets and, yeah. like, oh, so kitschy, but I freaking loved it. Somebody needs to bring back the old Icecapades. Like, in its kitschiness and glory.
And Smoky Night needs to come back.
Smoky Night?
Do you remember Smoky Night? There was, like, a bunch of Winnipeg celebrities face off against the Blue Bombers on... Playing
that
hockey.
Would be hilarious.
It was like hockey, but it was just these.
But like people who can't play hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm game. Yeah, 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 yeah.
If anybody remembers Smoky Night, let me know.
Yeah. I've the concept sounds familiar, but I don't remember the name. Maybe I wasn't a big hockey person.
And the Shrine Circus too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. A couple years back, the Shrine Circus actually came to Selkirk.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, "Oh, we'd love to take Hunter." I think Hunter had to be about 5 to 8, like in that age. I can't remember, but I was like, "Yeah, Shrine Circus. That's awesome." So we went, and I remember watching the circus. It was cool. Everyone was into it. And then they brought out the bear. And you could have heard a pin drop in that arena because I'm like, I think everybody was thinking what I was thinking, which is probably what you're thinking right now. They still do that?
Yeah.
And it was just like, and Hunter's like, yay, a bear. And me and my parents were like.
Yeah, I thought they stopped with animals like
years there were ago. No elephants. Yeah. But they had the bears. And you could actually go and get your picture with the bears.
Oh, that'd have been cool.
Well,
I got to ride an elephant at the Shrine Circus.
That's right, you did. Yeah. You told me that. That would have been cool.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I don't know the last time I seen an elephant, but I can tell you the last time I saw a bear at a circus. It's just so gauche.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a better word than gauche these days. Like, there's such the hoopla with, like, animal abuse and that to see a chained up bear. This is weird. But anyway, I digress. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome back.
Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. Yep. We got Captain Dan.
Ahoy. And Penny Lane.
Hoy hoy.
Hoy hoy.
And we've got a hodgepodge. I'm calling this the unpacking show.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of the music we're listening to while we've been unpacking the house. Yep. So this set started off with T-Rex.
Yes.
I love my T-Rex. Mark Bolan. Life is Strange. Julie Driscoll, Brian Auger, and the Trinity with a cover, a really groovy cover of Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
And then the man.
My guy.
Your guy. Mr. Leonard Cohen. Memories.
Yeah.
I think you definitely enjoy Leonard Cohen more than I do. I really have to be in the mood. But that song, I think I love it so much because it really blends in like the more upbeat 60s sound I like, which is so weird for Cohen to me. Like, it's not, you know, I think of like Waiting for the Miracle, right? Like dark Cohen, poetic, and then you hear that and it's like, huh, kind of like this dude. Anyway, it's November.
Yep.
It's cold.
Yes.
Not much is going to be going on in the city. Except there are things going on in
there
the city. There's
the
a
city.
Few things. So you posted on your Facebook about zoo lights at the Assiniboine Zoo.
Yeah, starting December 1st.
Yeah, we did that a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
It's kind of cool. Not in the like, haha, I'm cold sense. But but it's neat to go walk into the zoo at night and they've got these beautiful light displays. Yeah. And
there's like fire pits.
You can stay kind of warm, hot chocolate.
Yes,
hot chocolate. Yeah, I don't remember feeling too cold because there were lots of fire pits.
And it was, I think it was cold that weekend too. But
yeah.
That we went.
Weren't there some of the buildings open too?
I think there was maybe the Stingray thing.
I was going to say the Stingray maybe. But anyway.
Definitely, and the horses. The horses.
Yes.
Open too.
The stables. Yeah. So if you're into it.
Go check it out.
Go check it out. Give a shout out to M.
Yeah.
Who is the mastermind behind the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yeah.
So this is an event that M has started or is starting, is in the process of starting, but they kind of noticed that Winnipeg was lacking a alternative craft show.
Yeah.
So we got Third and Bird. We got, I can't even remember the big, whatever, celebrations or whatever. I can't remember what it is, but the one at the convention center. I used to go every year with my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
No slack to those craft sales. They are awesome.
Yeah.
I still go and I enjoy them. But they definitely don't cater to the subculture.
Yeah. No, I think they cater more to the, I don't want to say Instagram.
They do, though. Especially Third and Bird, right?
Yeah, Third and Bird really and Scattered Seeds, you know.
Scattered Seeds. That's the other one. But so M, who did a stint in the States for a while there, noticed that this was a thing, that they had punk rock flea markets where you get more, I don't want to say subversive, but you get the subculture, you get the little bit edgier craft stuff, and you got to love people who notice something's missing.
Yeah.
And instead just go, oh, this is, you know, it'd be great if somebody did this, but actually they are doing it. Yeah. So definitely check out the website. Submissions are open now.
Yeah.
So if you are a crafter, if you sell vintage, if you sell records, tapes, you know, that kind of stuff, and you feel like you know, the usual craft sales just aren't your bag and you want to touch into a more different groupings in the city here, go check it out. Yep. The website is up. I know if you go to Instagram, it's Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, but WPG, like this acronym. So definitely go fill out your application. The actual flea market is going to be April 2nd.
I think so.
I believe it's in April, but taking those vendor applications now and volunteer applications. So if you just want to help out, definitely looking for volunteers. Tables are 6 feet and 4 feet. They vary in cost. It's reasonable. We've done a few sales. You definitely make back what you pay for the table. So if you're interested, go fill out a vendor application now.
Do it now.
Emma's getting quite a bit.
Yep.
From what I heard, they were saying on to me a message, I'm shocked. It's like, it makes me feel good that I know that people want this.
Yeah.
And that there's a need. So I recommend you put in your applications now.
Yeah.
Don't miss out. I don't know. What else we got?
Santa Claus Parade's this Saturday.
Crap, yeah. Santa Claus Parade. Yeah.
They lit the tree on fire this afternoon. Or lit it, turn the lights for it.
I just had envisions of somebody just tossing a match. I just, boom. A lot of sap. Lit the tree on fire. Yes, yes. Yeah. So we have a beautiful huge tree.
Yeah.
Is it still a fake one?
It's a fake one now. I think they changed it a few years back.
Yeah, because it used to be somebody in the city would donate a huge tree. We're talking like
50 feet.
50 feet tall
75,
tree.
75, whatever.
But they went to a fake tree.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. They still light it up. And then we have the parade.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in checking out the parade.
It starts at 3 p.m.
Starts early for the kids.
And it starts backwards, I think, this time.
Oh, so starting like at the Forks.
Yeah, starting at the Forks and going to Memorial.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go check it out. If you've never seen a Santa Claus parade, it's fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it's actually starting early this year because there's a hockey game on it.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, so they pushed the time up.
Because usually it's a little like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if you're in the city and you want to go see the parade, don't be standing out there at 6 o'clock wondering what the heck.
Yeah, where's
Santa? I've not been that bad this year to make Santa like not even show up to the parade because I'm in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go early. Have you ever, you've gone?
When I lived on Portage Avenue, I went on my roof and watched it a couple
times.
That's
right. That rooftop was awesome. Yeah, I took Hunter a few times. You get the thermos full of hot chocolate.
Yep.
I had two thermoses, one for Hunter, one for the adults. You bundle yourself up and it's fun.
Yep.
It's a good time. It's usually not too long. It's like
it's
an hour.
An hour.
45 minutes, so you don't freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what else.
Next week is Record Store Day.
Oh my God, there is a lot going on.
Yeah, record store days, Black Friday. I think it's on the 25th. Maybe the 26th, too. Maybe 2 days.
Maybe
I
two
don't
days.
Know.
So definitely check out here in the city. It would be Into the Music.
Yeah,
and
Into the Music, Argies. Yeah.
Definitely big record store day shops.
Yes.
Our buddy, this show sponsor, Vintage Vinyl, doesn't do it.
Nope.
But he only sells used.
The best.
The best of used vinyl. Yeah. Dude's got some great stuff in lately.
Yep.
How we're resisting is beyond me.
I don't know.
I don't know.
My wallet's thanking me.
Oh, yeah, mine sure. too. I mean, you can pay the grocery bill and the yeah. hydro bill and the water bill. But definitely go check him out.
Yeah.
Fantastic selection.
Yeah.
If you're not in the city, they do offer mail order.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram.
Yep. Yeah.
Music?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess that's what we do. We're going to continue on. This is Marcia Griffiths. There's a lot of F's in that last name, so I'm just making sure I'm getting them all. This is Here I Am, Come and Take Me.
Ooh.
I'm Punks Apart.
Yeah.
I can't believe that it's real, the way that you make me feel, yeah. Burning deep down inside, a love that I cannot hide. I know it's you and me, baby, that makes the world go round and keeping me in love. Laying all my troubles down. Here I am, baby. Come and take me. Here I am, baby. Come on and show me. Take me by the hand. Come on and show me. Here I am, baby. Come and show me. Yeah. Begging me every day. It's burning deep down inside. A love that I cannot hide. Oh, yeah. I know it's you and me, baby. That makes the world. Come on, take me. Here I am, baby.
ain't never done no man no harm. Putting that continental in for sag. Said I'm putting that continental in for sag. Shotgun at my back. Sitting down here all on the night. We'll be right back.
cool.
A little Van Morrison for you.
Van Morrison.
So we're just about done here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes.
And I do want to preface this next song by saying, the older I get, the less I freaking recognize myself.
Bob Seger?
I love Bob Seger.
Who doesn't love Bob Seger?
Oh my God. Like, when you get past, like, what is it? What's that, big song?
Old Time Rock and Roll.
No. Against the Wind?
Yeah.
Is that Bob Seger?
Yeah.
See, that's my, before I dug into the Bob Seger, that was my impression of Bob Seger. And I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's that.
And then freaking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out. And that song, which I'm like, this song is incredible.
Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
Bob Seger.
Yeah.
This freaking song, Bob Seger. So I apologize in advance. Steely Dan's another one. Like,
yeah.
People can't see the face I'm at. You can see it.
I can see
I'm
the face. Like, it's like, what the?
I don't know who I am sometimes.
Who am I?
Who am I? Anyway, a first. Yep. Well, a second. This is Bob Seger and The Last Heard.
Heavy Music.
A track called Heavy Music. And if there's time, a little memo for Turner by Mick Jagger. But enjoy the Bob Seger.
Yeah, everybody.
We'll catch you next week.
See you guys.